Hi, everybody. Welcome to a season-ending edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. The wild card playoffs against the San Francisco 49ers. Once again, it was quarterback Colin Kaepernick who was the Packers' nemesis. And he didn't beat Green Bay with his arm. He beat the Packers with his legs and not with the read option, but with his scrambling ability. But you already knew that. How did these scrambles happen? Well, Kaepernick had his biggest run of the game in the first half, a 42-yarder that set up a touchdown. I'm going to take a closer look at a sequence of plays in the second half where you'll see when the Packers executed their pressure package correctly, they got to Kaepernick. When they didn't, he made them pay. We'll start with the opening series of the second half. This is just a standard four-man rush for the Packers with Mike Daniels and Nick Perry rushing from Kaepernick's left. You'll see as this develops, there is a gap for Kaepernick to escape on the scramble, but the key is Daniels. He stays squared up against his blocker, doesn't give away the gap, and he's able to get Kaepernick before he gets out for a 5-yard sack. Contrast that with a very similar play early in the fourth quarter with the Packers leading 17-13. It's third down, and here's Daniels and Perry, again a standard four-man rush. Perry will take the outside, Daniels will charge the middle. But the difference this time is that Daniels doesn't stay square, gets too aggressive, and Kaepernick has a huge running lane. He's off to the races, 24 yards for the first down. Two plays later, he hits Vernon Davis for a 28-yard touchdown, and the Packers are trailing again. Not much difference between those two plays, but you give Kaepernick an inch, he'll take a mile. Back to the third quarter, and we'll see a blitz that gets the job done for the Packers. They'll rush six across the front and seven if you count A.J. Hawk coming up late. Now the key, once again, is to Kaepernick's left. Jarrett Bush will come off the edge, and Nick Perry becomes a free man in this. You can see Bush does not give up the outside. He keeps him contained, forcing Kaepernick to step up, and as the free man, Perry is able to make the sack. And the Packers get off the field. Now we'll take a look at the biggest play of the game, third and eight with just over a minute to go. Again, it'll be the slot blitz from Jarrett Bush, and this time the outside linebacker is Andy Malumba, who will be the free man. But as you can see here, when Bush leaves his feet, he loses the containment on the outside. So instead of Kaepernick stepping up to where Malumba can get him, Kaepernick runs to the sideline, and Malumba, who's playing on a bad knee that forced him to leave the game earlier, can't catch up to him. The 49ers are in game-winning field goal range, and that's all she wrote. As you can see, what look like little things in execution can become big problems and big plays for a guy like Kaepernick. Unfortunately for the Packers, they've had to learn that lesson two postseasons in a row. Thanks for watching, everybody. Hope you enjoyed season two of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. We'll see you next time.